Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The return of sports, professional and amateur, has raised some concern about the use of the traditional official's whistle, because blowing the whistle may result in COVID-19 carrying droplets being expelled into the air. Until the pandemic, the official referee's whistle for Major League U.S. and Canadian sports leagues has been the Fox 40 P-less whistle. Now, in response to COVID-19 concerns, there's the handheld electronics Fox 40. And Ron Foxcroft joins us, chairman of Fox 40 Industries, the inventor of the P-less Fox 40 whistle, and now the electronic whistle. Fox, thanks so much for joining us. I never thought we'd see this particular day when we worry about, potentially about spittle from a referee's whistle, but here we are. And the electronic Fox 40 whistle available. Which leagues have decided they're going to use it? Which are considering? And what? How does the thing work?
Well, basically, Roy, I would say around the world, I don't think there's a league that hasn't contacted us in the last 2 months. It's been a rush. Believe me, the last 2 months, it was kind of like the reincarnation of the P-less whistle, the Fox 40, about 30 years ago. If you recall, we couldn't make them fast enough, and everybody was calling and so on. We've had inquiries from every league, pro, amateur, federation, Olympics, Pan American Games, and so on, from around the world. Many, many pro leagues, and you were just talking about hockey. When hockey returns, I'm not going to say this, but I suspect they might be using the Fox 40 electronic whistle. And you described it best, Roy, in your introduction. Particularly in indoor sports, everybody is concerned about the traditional whistle, where you have to put air in the whistle and you release droplets during this pandemic. The other thing, Roy, that I'd like to mention, it will be very difficult. You know, we've heard 100 times, 1,000 times, what you've got to do during the pandemic: wash your hands, social distance, and wear a mask. Well, if you're a referee blowing a traditional whistle, or if you're a lifeguard blowing a traditional whistle wearing a mask, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and this is an entrepreneurial story. I take no credit for this idea. In an entrepreneurial situation, your best ideas always come from your customers or your employees. And my team, they are amazing. And they came up with this idea about 10 years ago. The electronic whistle looks like a small flashlight. Hold it in your hand, push a button, and this one, the one we have, the traditional electronic whistle, has three tones to it, ranging from 96 decibels to 120 decibels. You just push a button, and it sounds like a Fox 40 whistle.
So nobody in the stands would be able to tell the difference.
No, they wouldn't, Roy. So basically, we can't make them fast enough. We've shipped them out. I want to answer your question directly. I don't think there's a pro league on the planet that hasn't either tested, ordered, or inquired about this. And our lines, we're full, Roy, and this is a terrific thing. People that are using it are calling us and communicating with us with new and better ideas, and we've got the new and improved one being retooled right now, and it'll be 140 decibels. So,
Ron, do you see this as a permanent change? Do you think we're at a time in our societal structure in our lives dealing with this pandemic that this could become a permanent change where the referees in all sports will just carrying an electronic whistle?
You know what, Roy? We're creatures of habit. I don't know. I'm going to really be blunt. I don't know if this is permanent or if this is temporary. We have to be ready, though, at Fox 40, because, as you know, it's more than the pros. There's thousands of referees out there, high school, college, university, institutions,
sure,
and so on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Originally, we did the electronic whistle for institutions so they could issue it, bring it back in, sanitize it, and reissue it again because it didn't go into your mouth. I don't know, Roy, whether this is temporary. You know, we're in a new reality. And who would have thought a year ago we'd be washing our hands, wearing a mask, and keeping social distance?
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been in the habit of washing my hands for a long time.
Yeah, and now we do it often, and we do it very thoroughly. So,
yeah.
Roy, I'll tell you, it's very actually exciting because, well, number one, health and safety is paramount.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. And the times have changed. We are in a different reality now. So when the NHL starts its 2020 season, hopefully they will and make the announcement, and hopefully it'll be Toronto and Edmonton, which it seems to be, as we just talked with Greg and Bob about. Hopefully it'll be those two cities, the hub cities. The referees, the linesmen will be carrying the electronic whistle.
I would expect all the pro leagues now have ordered, and we've shipped, and even NCAA football, NFL, they want it because it's a new mechanic, Roy. You know, when you see a play, things really happen.
It is a very interesting story, Fox. It's a fascinating story of entrepreneurship and how it can work in the most difficult of circumstances, and it's so fundamental to sports, and we're all sports fans.
Yes.
To a greater or lesser degree, the referee's whistle, whether it's blown in the traditional style or whether it's going to be the electronic whistle, is a fundamental part of the game.
It is.
My friend, thank you for the time. Thanks for the continuing to be the entrepreneur.
Thank you, Roy. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
You take care. Ron Foxcroft, chairman of Fox 40 Industries, inventor of the Fox 40 peeless whistle, and now they have the electronic whistle.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.